listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, June 29th. My name is Michael Kelly and I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening, Michael. You know, this is the last Wednesday of June.
I don't even want to think about how quickly this year is going by. We're knocking on July. Here we are. Tearing through this year. Welcome to those joining us live. We appreciate you. We appreciate your contributions. And thanks to those that take the time to catch up with us in the archives. The Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this broadcast, ICMH offers other educational programs that can be found at metaphysicsinstitute.org and tfuniversity.org. As always, we'll begin tonight with our 9 abbreviated principles of belief. Those are, 1, do no harm, do right. 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4. We are all equal. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5. We recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6. We are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7. Self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will creates self-completeness. 8. Metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9. Expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. On to tonight's topic. It's going to be quantum entanglement. And we have a special guest joining us. We have Dr. Dan Jablonski. Welcome.
Thank you. It's very good to be here.
Oh, well, I'm so glad to have you on, Dan.
Thanks, Vicki.
We go back a long way. You know, for those who are listening tonight and in the archives, can you tell us a little bit yourself, introducing yourself, when you started with IMHS and the connection there?
I started, it's probably been about nine years ago I got involved with IMHS and started taking courses there and ended up getting my doctorate with IMHS.
That's so exciting. You were worked with the airline at that time, right?
Correct. I was a flight attendant for 30 years with Continental, and then we merged with United in 2010, and I retired from the airline in 2017.
And now...
Go ahead.
Sorry. But you're now a counselor.
And I am. I work as a counselor currently. I'm also a traditionally trained naturopath, and I'm also an iridologist and hypnotist.
Wow. And... Mm-hmm. Okay, just for the sake of our group, because I know this, they don't, you're also getting your nutritional degree, which will be done next year, correct?
Correct. I'm seeking my master's in nutrition. You know, there's a lot of schools that we go to in the United States that we can't – they don't recognize us.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I decided it's like, you know, something I even though I'm trained in all of this and I trained in Guam and went to school in Guam and got my degree, I still have to have these credentials to be able to do anything. So I am seeking my master's in nutrition. Wow. And I'll be done in a year from the American College of Healthcare in Portland.
Congratulations.
Very good.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
What I so admire about you, Dan, is you continue to learn. You just want to keep growing and learning and investigating. And that's a great example for all our students in the school, too.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. That's definitely. It. I mean, you're living the dream.
Definitely. Definitely. Awesome. You've got to keep going.
So last week, which is what gave us the idea, because, you know, fortunate enough to have a discussion with you, that not too long ago, a year and a half or something, you came to realize that you and Dr. Doug Kelly had a previous history you weren't aware of, which is absolutely that perfect example of quantum entanglement. And I got so excited about that. It's mind-blowing. So can you explain to us a little of how that conversation even would have come up that you would have heard that?
Sure. So Dr. Kelly and I, you know, I, of course, have been with the school for 9 years or so. And I was on one of the social media pages, and I had posted information about this town that I grew up in outside of Denver in Colorado. And Dr. Kelly made a comment that he was from there too.
Wow.
So, and then the next thing you know, we actually lived very closely together. Go ahead.
No, I'm just going, wow. And so you had a conversation and you learned what? You
know, I learned that he and I basically were like almost like neighbors. He was in my sister's graduating class.
Wow.
There was just a lot of similarities because I kept making comments about restaurants and things that I remembered from the 80s and the 70s, and he knew exactly what that was. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh my God, how many times did he and I cross paths?
It's fascinating. It's like a real life episode of the television show Lost. These different people that are going through life and intersect at different points, and it's that great concept of human beings being, you know, entangled with one another in, you know, varying degrees, but we're all interconnected in different ways.
Exactly. Exactly.
What I find so mind-boggling, though, it also is we can go through life and feel connected with somebody but never cross paths with them again. And other people that we're not sure about, you know, you don't think twice. You know, you're randomly, let's say you did a lot of traveling, Dan. Mm-hmm. What are the odds that you traveled somewhere and then ran into an old school chair?
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. No, I mean, I've had numerous situations. I actually was on a flight. It's probably been about 20 years ago. And I was taking care of this unaccompanied minor, a little child, about 6 years old. And I was taking care of her on board that airplane. She was my cousin.
What?
We landed. We got off the airplane. I met her mother. Her mother looked at my name tag and she says, "Your last name is Jablonski." I said, "Yeah." She goes, "Are you from here, here, here? Is this your uncle, mother, blah, blah, blah?" I said, "Yeah." She goes, "That's your cousin, and so am I."
What?
Yeah.
That's
I find this so fascinating. I really do. It's one of the more, because it's so observable and it's repeated.
It is.
Yeah.
But you also have to be open to it as well.
You know, I think that's a really good point.
You have to be aware.
Right. You have to be open to it. And also, I think it's about the energy that you put out to be available for these opportunities to come about.
True. Very true.
Something to be said with going with the flow of life. And, you know, it's kind of as with all things, you know, I'm one to harp on this, that I always like the concept of balance. And I think that's one of the things that when yes, we can direct the sails on the course of our life, but we are going in a lot of ways with the flow of life. And I think if we balance that out, we're going to find that we, you know, flow into these different connections that we might not have seen otherwise if we tried to, you know, be too rigid with, you know, a certain idea or something like that. But
Well, one of the things that is kind of mind-boggling to me also is how many people I know who have O negative blood. I am O negative blood, and years ago when I became more aware of what O negative blood is, you know, that universal blood type, and that there's so few, you know, relative to the human population, mm-hmm. I started asking people who is O negative. And I am astonished that, you know, of my really close circle of, you know, people, more than half of them are O negative. So I wonder about that kind of, is that a kind of quantum entanglement?
That's interesting. That's very interesting.
It's more like being the chosen ones, but
yeah, there you go.
But, you know, it is interesting, and it is, I think, you know, it's, you know, how do we even, you know, define, you know, quantum entanglement? I think that's, you know, an interesting place to start is, well, start, we've obviously been going for a minute. Poor choice of words.
How do you see it, Dan?
I'm sorry?
How do you define quantum entanglement? How do you see it in that way?
I actually see it as almost, well, I see it as it's like a parallel universe. It's a parallel existence, so to speak. We're in a parallel existence, and then we cross.
Interesting. We were talking about that a little bit last week.
We're parallel, but then we cross. And when we cross, that's that entanglement that we talk about.
Interesting. I hadn't thought of it that way. I was, you know, obviously we have the, you know, quantum mechanics concept of, you know, particles that are linked to one another despite, you know, billions of light years.
I'll give you a for instance. And without getting too deep, I had a vision of a plane crash. I had all of the information about the plane crash. The plane did crash. I had the flight numbers. I had everything else.
Wow.
And it did come to pass. And it was Continental Flight 1713. It crashed in November of 1987. And it was a DC-9 that crashed in Denver. And my best friend, 2 years later, my best friend in Houston was a pilot on a DC-9. He lived in apartment number 1713, and he flew that run. So that's what I'm talking about. It's a parallel, and then we cross.
Interesting. Do you think it might be something that you see from, you know, events going on in a close dimension, a parallel dimension of sorts, you know, kind of appear behind the veil?
Could possibly be.
You know, and it's interesting when we go into the concept of quantum mechanics and how it's, you know, radically altering our perception of reality and what it means, what real even means. And this is kind of when we get into that. What about, you know, the combined joint human consciousness? You know, something that you might be able to tap into and kind of, you know, feed on that as well. And you can, I think, find examples of that kind of entanglement just in our, you know, social fabric that, you know, seems to go. When we are having disturbance and issues in society as we are now, you can feel it. And it's kind of that connection, that entanglement with the wider human consciousness. So this is something I was thinking about.
True. It's very true.
So how would you say in your 30 years, because you're probably the most traveled individual I know.
Yes.
Having been all over the world multiple times.
Multiple times, yeah.
How often could you estimate that you would run into people you knew?
I would say probably roughly about 30%.
Wow.
Very interesting. Another interesting take is, given how much you've traveled and, you know, how many students we have, how many listeners we have, it might be possible that you've run into one of us before when we just didn't realize
oh,
it.
Oh, well, I mean, I meet other people. I mean, I've got someone now that I met. I held a flight for her and her husband in Sydney, Australia, 7 years ago. And for 10 minutes. And she's like, oh, my God, thank you. Thank you so much for holding the flight, blah, blah, blah. We started talking. He's a cousin of mine.
What?
He's a cousin.
You see,
his last name is Blonsky. B-L-O-N with a J on the end. We looked it up, and sure enough, he's a cousin of mine.
Now, that can't be just coincidence.
Oh, no. You know? No, it's not.
Powerful family connections.
Now, yeah. Jamil is saying in the chat, of course, reminding us all that Einstein referred to quantum entanglement as spooky action at a distance. And I think this kind of qualifies.
I would say that is a perfect definition. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
But I think, you also, as Michael was saying, too, we have to be open to have conversations with people to even become aware.
Oh, of course, you know? Of course. And like when this the flight went down, and you know, when I was talking about the flight, when they boarded and we took off, I went back and I talked to them. And we started talking more and we started talking more and we started talking more. And it's like, oh my gosh, I think we're related.
So interesting how that comes about. And just, it is, you know, I think one of those things about so much of our life is influenced by the people that we meet, by the people that we come into contact with. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, sometimes it almost feels that you're destined to meet somebody or connect. And, you know, there are a lot of different avenues to go in this direction too, but you know, one thing I definitely wanted to touch on while we still have a little time to get into it is the concept of, you know, quantum entanglement when it relates to healing, which is something I found when I was doing a little surfing, looking up different angles on this kind of topic. And there's a idea of entanglement between people and it leading to healing and therapeutic effects. And they've actually had something that I found in a, National Library of Medicine article. Headline, or the title of the, you know, piece is, "Does a form of entanglement between people explain healing? An examination of hypotheses and methodology." And they go into different situations where people have, you know, had a variety of different ailments or issues, be it, you know, something that is a physical ailment, you know, different, you know, joint issues, spinal issues, different things like that. And just the energy and the, you know, thoughts and the, you know, intentions of people kind of being connected, even, you know, intense meditation or prayer, which is a lot of times a form of intense focused thought, as having some type of link through entanglement to the physical body and to spur healing. And it just was a fascinating idea.
Well, I think Dan is a great guest to have on as you bring that up, Michael. How do you feel? You've done so much healing work with folks, Dan.
Yes.
How do you feel about that?
Yes, I have. Yeah, I've been a Reiki master for 10 years. And actually, I'm getting ready to open up my own academy. And teach. And I do strongly believe that there is an entanglement, and it is that energy that helps the, you're not, you as the person doing the Reiki, you're not healing someone. You are giving them the energy to heal themselves. Uh-huh. That's what it's about. You are not a healer. You are offering your energy to them to heal themselves.
So a facilitator of energy. You,
basically, that's correct. You're a facilitator of energy.
And that's the entanglement.
Correct.
That's fascinating. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all the implications of that, all of the, you know, well, if that is true and observable, then what does that mean? What does that mean about the, you know, greater experience of what it is to be human, of awareness, of what it is to be a life form? You know, and I think that as we continually evolve in our awareness of ourselves, but ourselves also in relation to the world and or relation to life, we begin to realize that human beings are not so separated from animals as we think. We are definitely advanced. We are definitely intelligent. We have capabilities that no other species has, but there is obviously consciousness on a meaningful level. And, you know, I'd like to share this story from Dr. Zach in chat. He talked about how his dog came to him during meditation. I imagine something that he would see in his mind's eye from the local shelter. He had no idea his aunt worked there, and he'd been the ring bearer for her wedding 20 years prior. Mm-hmm. And so the idea, and I'll say this, the idea of us being entangled not with just with each other, but with, you know, life at large, and the life that is special to us, that is part of our family, including animals. There's a concept of, you know, dream walking, and, you know, I've, after, you know, my dog passed a few years ago, he kept popping up in my dreams left and right, and I've heard of this concept before, of, you know, the spirit of a life moves on to the other planet, can, you know, appear in your dreams as a form of kind of communication and things, and it could just be the human, you know, desire to have something that's a comforting thought, but it's also just very interesting.
I'm with you on that. I had a dog that, I believe this, over my lifetime, came to me incarnated three times that I actually had him. But when my kids got a dog, the moment I met their dog named Molly, she lost her mind, and I went, oh, it's you, Stoney. Every time I go there, and I'm the only one she does this for, she loses her mind.
Yeah.
I have a dear friend that just lost her dog of 14 years. And it was her baby. And I told Mary, I said, when it's time, you'll get another one. I said, but you'll know. You will look in those eyes and you'll know.
Or the dog will know her.
Correct. Yes. Because you've seen those eyes before.
I agree.
And that's what I believe.
So I think that takes entanglement to another level of what we're talking about, when you feel like you've known somebody from a past life.
Yeah.
Oh, yes,
that's
definitely.
Oh, great point. You know, to kind of piggyback on this and just, you know, throw my own little similar story, you know, when I got a second dog, Mira, back in January, and I'd been looking through, you know, different local rescue groups and things like that, and I had found her through Heidi's Legacy Rescue out of Tampa here in Florida, and they do wonderful work, but just seeing her picture and, you know, seeing her eyes, you know, I was instantly in love and instantly drawn to this dog, and just, you know, I can't quite place it. She's not in so many ways similar to my most recent dog that had passed. In some ways, she reminds me a bit of my boyhood dog, but not so much that, you know, it would be a dead giveaway. But, you know, what I think about now is actually my first dog of sorts. My first word was our family dog, Foxy, when I was born and growing up. When I was four or five, unfortunately, she'd been poisoned by a neighbor in the neighborhood, and we'd never found out who reported to the police, but she was, just coming back to me, she was my first word. I said her name, and I remember her. She was one of my first memories, and she was a bit of a barker, and as is Mira. Longtime listeners will have heard Mira on the broadcast. She's become a little bit of a personality herself.
But, well, I'm lucky that my dachshunds are doing that right now.
You know, but Michael, Mira loves you. The minute you met, you two have been inseparable.
Oh, absolutely.
So yeah. I think she feels that too.
And, you know, the one thing I'll say about her is, you know, I love my golden Ollie. He's a great dog. But this dog has never known anything but, you know, plenty and love and, you know, happiness, and he's always had a home. But Mira, you know, she just appreciates everything, and she just loves, you know, every little bit of life and everything. You can just feel it. And absolutely, you know, I'm so happy how well she's acclimated, how inseparable they are, the two of them. It's beautiful. But I could go on about how much I love my dogs all night, but...
Well, but Dan, you also have, you have three Dachshunds now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you have felt that same connection with your dogs.
Oh, very much. Very much. Very much.
And you recently got a new puppy.
Oh, yeah.
Adventure.
The crazy boy. Yes, definitely. oh, yeah. No, they're just a hoot. But at the same time, I'm very attuned to them.
Yeah.
I look in their eyes. They talk. Dogs talk with their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
They
very
look
true.
At you when they're in pain, when they're happy. They look at you in their with their eyes, and they talk to you. I mean, this morning, I was in the bathroom, and I'm getting ready, and Buster, I have a paralyzed dachshund. He's in there. And the baby comes in, rolls over in front of Buster. It's like, I want to play. I want to play. And Buster turns around and looks at me like, really? Are you kidding me? Can you get rid of this kid? Because he's killing me. You know, and, you know, dogs are like that. You can read them in their eyes. But you've got, I mean, you've got to be attuned to it.
Yeah, yeah. Do you feel some kind of, like, perhaps past life connection with your dogs, or that one of them you might have known before?
Buster.
Yeah.
The one that's paralyzed. Definitely.
Yeah.
He and I have an amazing connection. And it's soulful.
Yeah.
You know, the other two, not so much, but this one, it's soulful.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've gone definitely to the ends of the earth for him, for sure.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Mm-hmm.
And that's amazing.
And that's good for the soul.
I think that quantum entanglement, as, you know, we're going through this conversation, which could be forever, but it exists at so many levels. Like, I go back to, you know, a simple little chat on social media. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, although you met Dr. Kelly 9-10 years ago, you're saying, well, wait a minute, we met when we were like babies. And how is that possible that you're, you know, the connection will be brought back together in a whole other way? Mm-hmm. And so you happen to take a child on an airplane. Oh, that's a cousin you never knew you had. And to me, those are amazing in this reality kinds of quantum connections. And yet we, even by this conversation, have kind of explored the notion that this can apply at so many levels, whether that's through healing, you know, past life connections, animal connections. You know, is there anything that comes to your mind right off the top that you'd like to impart to anybody with regard to quantum entanglement, Dan?
Be aware. Be aware that all of this is going on around you. Life is going on around you. But be aware that these entanglements are going on around you as well. And it's offering. There's offering to you.
Like when you had a moment to say, I don't feel like it, but I'm going to the bookstore, and you found your Reiki 1 book?
Exactly.
Do you want to tell the audience about that?
Because it's it's a good story. So I'm starting the Reiki Academy. And I was just, you know, I go to resale shops all the time. I just love resale shops. And there's one down the street, and I walked in, and I go to I wasn't going to go, but I decided I would. So I walk in, and I go to the book section, and there's this book that's sitting really strange. It's not in the format that the rest of the books are in. It's just sitting there. And I'm like, wouldn't it be strange if I move that and there's a Reiki book behind it? So I moved that book, and sure enough, it was a book about Reiki.
See, and awareness, right?
Exactly. You've got to be attuned, and you've got to be aware, and you've got to be open. We are a society that is so closed. We're so closed. We're so worried about politics, and we're so worried about our diets, and we're so worried about everything else. It's like, be open.
Yeah.
Be tuned to the world around you. If you're not, you're not going to accept anything that comes your way.
Yeah.
Hmm. Very well said. Very well said.
Yeah.
You know, it's about, I can't top that. I'm not going to try.
You know, but for anybody who would like to get a hold of you, is there a way they can get a hold of you, Dan? Or connect with you on Facebook or something?
Of course. Please connect with me on Facebook. It's Dan Jablonski, Jablonski. Or you can email me at danjablonski64@gmail.com.
Awesome. Because I'm sure that there's going to be some people interested in what you're up to next, and we're going to certainly keep everyone posted about your school and what's happening. I am over the top excited that you came on the program tonight.
Well, thank you. I appreciate both of you for having me, and Dr. Doug, thank you as well.
Well, he's listening.
My sister's former classmate.
So
well, as we kind of wrap up this topic, I just think the perfect visual is you and my father many years ago, probably passing on the street, not even realizing it, cut to, you know, this time later and connecting in that way. Just, you know, you couldn't have a better example of entanglement and just the connections in life than that visual.
And Dan, weren't you saying that, you know, Doug and his mom probably shopped in one of the stores your mom worked in?
Oh, yeah. My mother used to run a bunch of retail stores.
Wow.
And she ran two of the local malls, especially. And I'm sure that everybody was in there.
And they all knew each other.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Fascinating.
It's so funny.
The connections that we find in life. And, you know, Dr. Dan, wonderful idea. You just have to be open to it. You have to be aware.
You have to be.
Dan, will you come on again sometime in the future?
Oh, most definitely. Please.
Awesome.
I would love it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah, it has been a joy, our pleasure. All right. So, well, I guess it's that time of the evening.
Yes, it is. I'm so glad everybody got to hear Dan's voice and get to meet him a little bit. I know, look, the guy's amazing, and that he keeps learning, he keeps growing. It doesn't stop him. It doesn't matter. He's been an example to me too, because I started taking courses, you know, elsewhere, kind of by these little influences in my life, and that's another reason I'm in a, you know, social psychology class. And I go where you love to go and keep learning about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep learning and being aware, like Dan says. So,
amen.
It's so fun. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
So glad you're in my life.
Oh, likewise. Very special.
All right, we have a list, and before we go on, I got to tell you, I'd like to extend an invitation to Dr. Mike in the next few weeks to come on and have a visit with us, because he is on his way to Roswell for the 75th anniversary of the Roswell crash, and it looks like, according to what he said in the chat, he's got some meetings coming up, including that of Nick Pope, and maybe Mike you would come on and give us an update of how that goes, what your trip was like, and what it was like to be, you know, near the site and meeting the people. That's what I would hope. Do you think, Michael?
I think it would be very interesting.
I think it would be great.
Oh, and all the avenues that we could go down on that. Oh, there's
Ooh.
Just...
I love it. Okay, we have Dr. Ione first up to pick cards, the inner oracle, self-discovery cards, and then I'll pick a tarot card as a, you know, kind of a backup support card.
All right, the good old 1-2 punch.
There you go.
All right, Dr. Ione, I've been shuffling absentmindedly all evening, and first up, we have number 39, education. Let's see.
We were just talking about that.
Perfect. It is perfect. It's entanglement. It's wonderful. This is number 39, education. Continual education is the key to individual and collective consciousness and personal success. Commit yourself to lifelong learning, educating yourself continually. If you don't know something, first look for the answers yourself, then ask if necessary. Gain education and advice through various sources, including people, but always strive to find your own answers. Look for lessons in life experience, situations, and circumstances. Make it your adage to listen, think, learn, grow, and live.
Well, Wendy just popped up in the chat to say that Dr. Ione had this card on May 25th.
Oh, that has been... And, you know, coming off of last week, our streak, if listeners recall, we had a run of people that were getting the cards that they'd had relatively recently. I wonder if we're going to see that again.
Ooh, well, in support of education this time, Ione, I have the Five of Diamonds for you, which is Five of Pentacles. And I see that it is kind of two ways. If you're feeling like... You know, people are in your way or there's too much busyness for what you want to do, sometimes you have to find a new balance. It's, you know, kind of like somebody, what I'm seeing from this card and this symbology is, you know, when people are tugging at your shirt saying, come this way, can't you do this, can't you do that, when you have it in your mind, well, I've got to study. So I'm not saying you can't, you know, go help people. I'm just saying being careful about distractions that take you off your course. So, literally course, your pathway. And so it's that discipline of continuing to go forward. What also comes to me is if somebody is not understanding or supportive of the courses you're taking, never mind about that. They don't have to. That's what I want to say. Gee, I hope that makes sense. So, anyway.
All right. And
we have...
Dr. Mike up next, I believe. And
he
also...
say he'd be happy to join us.
Yep. So too late to back out now. It's contractually obliged. Everybody saw it.
That's exciting. Okay, well, we know he's going to Roswell. So what have we got for Dr. Mike, Michael?
Well, let's see. This is going to be number 34, take and release ownership.
Okay.
Ownership and entitlement are not the same. Ownership is taking responsibility with a healthy attitude. Entitlement is expecting more than what is earned. Further, codependence is taking an unhealthy ownership for other people's problems and feelings. This may be a time to reflect on owning only what is yours and releasing the rest.
The Two of Diamonds for that, so Two of Pentacles. I like that in support of take and release ownership, Mike, in that it's maintaining that balance, and I think you've got a pretty good handle on that. But as... you know, the next, and what I want to say to you is that the next few months, and that, I don't know, it just comes to me intuitively, over the next few months of making sure that you're maintaining a balance in your life, and not to get run down. So it's kind of taking a moment or two to pay attention to, maybe it's your nutrition, that you're getting enough sleep, you know, those sorts of things. So don't let yourself get too exhausted. So, and not just because you're taking this trip, it's not because of that. It's like the next few months could be really busy and you could be overlooking things. So that's just a little nudge reminder. And there you go.
Interesting. All right, we have Anna next, and a card we've pulled several times. I'm glad to see it again. It's wild card number 7, hope. Hope lives deep within and inspires the human spirit to continue and expand. Hope in and of itself does not create life. Rather, hope desires life. Hope is the root of curiosity, interest, invention, and yearning for more. Even when all feels lost and futile, hope is resurrected by a change of beliefs and core values. Safeguard your hope, for it is the first and last fail-safe of your existence. Do not promote false hope, nor encourage codependent hope. One of my favorite cards, and I hope that connects with you, Anna, but I tell you, with everything that's going on in the world and society, I think it's, you know, I'm glad to see it's come up so often this year because, you know, we need to hold on to that hope.
We do, and I'm going to double whammy this for Anna, the Ace of Hearts. Now, hope with the Ace of Hearts, that, you know, Ace of Cups, it's optimism, Anna. And I think my feeling here is that your life has changed. You know, it's kind of like turning a ball around and seeing the other side of it. One side's dark, the other side is light. And this optimism and this light shining in your life and holding on to that, living from your heart, but also living from a good and positive place. And, you know, I recently learned that it takes 5 positives for every 1 negative to balance out. Isn't that fascinating? You know, to maintain relationships and healthy relationships. So it's doing that for yourself, Anna, in that relationship with yourself, because this is like a whole world of hope opening up for you. You've turned the corner and you're on a roll. Very exciting.
That is very exciting.
So I'd like to say, I own said in my comments, in her comments about my comments, is that it made perfect sense. So thank you so much for that feedback. Anna Anna just said a lot's changed in her life too. So that's good to know. You're on a roll.
All right. Well, good things, good things. All right, we have our card keeper, Wendy, up next. And, Wendy, always glad to have you. And thank you again for everything that you do to keep track. Wendy, I have number 30, Greatness to Deliver. Every human being is born with greatness to deliver. Greatness embodies unique self-actualization and self-completeness and does not settle for mediocrity. Greatness goes above and beyond what is common and aspires to nobility of character. Greatness is being part of the solution, not part of the problem. Remind yourself with the question, what do I need to reawaken in me in order to deliver my greatness? Remember, you are valued. Delivering your greatness is making a difference in the world. Perfect card for you, Wendy.
It is an awesome card. And in support of that is the Jack of Hearts, Knight of Cups in tarot language. The first flash I had with that, Wendy, is that you doing you is going to bring someone else on to be an ally and support. In other words, your energy is being infectious, and somebody else is cluing in to how you're thinking and how you're feeling, and they want to know more. So in a way, I feel like you're mentoring someone, but they can't. It's not like you have to go find them. They've already found you. So, Wendy just said she had that card on her birthday, May 11th.
Very interesting.
So what I'm feeling here is you've got an ally in your midst or right around the corner. And I think that it's going to be very supportive of you and what you do. Yeah, it is. Wendy just said very interesting. It is interesting. I think it's great.
I wholeheartedly agree.
She's going to have to keep us updated on that one. So we have Dr. Zach up next. And he's made a comment that he's planting some seeds of intention to make his home better and so forth. So let's see what we have for Zach, Michael.
All right, Dr. Zach, always a pleasure to have you. And tonight I have number 44, Attitude and Disposition. Enthusiasm and or an agreeable disposition, along with good manners, assures individual happiness that inevitably influences others. Drawing this card may indicate a time to review a change in attitude regarding someone or something in your life. This can be positive or negative. Be proactive and ask yourself, how hard can it be? A can-do attitude makes it happen.
You know, Zach, I pulled the Three of Diamonds, so that Three of Pentacles. Now, of course, Zach has a different take on the tarot, and he does read tarot, and that's fair enough. We have often agreed to disagree, but it's also subjective to the reader. It's whatever your first feeling is, allowing those symbols to ignite our own consciousness in interpreting. So with that attitude and disposition, which, you know, Zach, you know, we all love you, and we know you have a good attitude and a great, you know, energy, if you will, to keep learning and growing and, you know, investigating is crazy good.
I'll just say this real quick. You know, just your genuine curiosity about the world and about exploring, mm-hmm. you know, thought and ideas has always been, you know, just mm-hmm. something, you know, one of the things I've admired most, but.
Absolutely. And that Three of Diamonds in support of that is you finding that, again, kind of reaffirming that little place of solace, that place of prayer, that place of meditation. So I'm feeling here that, as you know, and again, your comments earlier is maybe setting up a little mantle for yourself, and never mind what other people think or what they say, it's those special things for you that allows you to really focus on. So I don't know if you have that for yourself, but you know, like a little display or a little mantle that every time you look at it, oh, you get grounded again, or, oh, that's my anchor. So it's just having that, you know, very often religion would have that place of prayer as the church, where this is like your, you know, your little focus mantle and all those good things that you're working on. So, you know, we all need that sometimes of, you know, that positive thing, whether, you know, I decided to keep one of my, I do clay work and stuff, and I decided to keep this little cat that I had made of polymer clay out here on my counter. Every time I look at it, I laugh. And so that's what I do now, is I find that, oh, yeah, that's so funny because it's cartoonish. And that's what I'm kind of imparting to you, Zach, is have that little something for you that, yeah, you can take a breath. You got this. So,
All right. What
a night, Michael.
It's been a good one.
I've so enjoyed having Dan on and hearing what he's up to, but his stories and, of course, his infectious enthusiasm, too, for learning and growing. And Wendy's saying the week went by so slow and the program went by too fast.
Well, hey, you always leave them wanting more. That's what they say, right?
That's the thing. And I'd like to remind everybody to join the Spirit of Life on Facebook, right?
All right, you beat me to it, yeah. So you can search for us, Spirit of Life Broadcast Group on Facebook groups there. Just Spirit of Life Broadcast is a Facebook group, is a way to say that better. But, yeah. Try to throw some ideas out there, have a good discussion, you know, post some different articles and things that might relate to our discussions, and a place to share ideas. So definitely a huge invitation for that. And, you know, I think we're looking forward to next week's discussion, which Dr. Vicky and I talked about this before the program. We're going to do a episode by episode recap of Star Wars Obi-Wan, and we're going to talk about all the hot. No, I'm sorry, that's not right.
Okay, let's stop right there. I'm so jealous. Before the program, and before Dr. Dan came on with us, Michael had to show me his brand new Obi-Wan special saber that actually works. Everybody hear me clear. I was freaking out. I'm so excited to see it. I'm so jealous. It glows different lights. It talks. It makes the pulsing sound, you know, and this new toy, it's like, of course, I'm an Obi-Wan freak. So it's so fun.
I'll tell you, it is for something that has no rational purpose. It has no reason to have been bought. It brings me so much happiness. Now,
so fun. Well, it's been a great month, a great year so far. We're halfway through it, everybody. Mm-hmm. I hate to say that, but, you know, this is the midpoint of the year. Yes, we're into summer, but really the end of June is midway point for 2022.
I know.
And, you know, I look forward to you know, many more of these programs, but it's just to acknowledge for a second how much I appreciate being a part of this group, part of you, Michael, and doing this program.
Aww.
And, you know, we have so much fun, and we have such, in my view, we have so much good chemistry, and the group here is fantastic.
I agree. I mean, I am biased, but I agree. I agree. But I tell you, it is just, I appreciate you. I appreciate being part of this group. And I tell you, this conversation, you know, talking with Dr. Dan and talking about the things, you know, tonight, the interactions, it's hit me in the feels. So, you know, have a lot of love for everybody. Have a lot of love for this program and this ability to come together and talk about great things. And, you know, very appreciative that Dr. Dan Jablonski was able to join us because, you know, we need to get people other than me to talk on this thing tonight so people don't get too bored. So I'm happy to.
I love other viewpoints and other experiences because that, again, you know, being open and aware and sharing is what it's really all about. So, until next time, Michael.
Yeah.
And, of course, we will have another great, exciting program next week that won't be about Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I mean, probably not. Well, what I will say is it will be the most profound, life-altering topic and discussion that you will have had in your existence. So anything less than that, and you can call me a liar.
It's unacceptable.
Unacceptable. But I'm looking forward to it. We're going to be letting you know what the topic is ahead of time. Keep an eye out for your email. And until then, listen, think, grow, and live. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.